I think basically if you're going to take, you know, 7 billion people, only, you know, 300 or 400 million of which are white, and mix them all together, you know, and the non-white ones breed a lot faster than the white ones do, pretty soon you're not going to have anything resembling a white person anymore. Now, what happens then? Well, that individualism and that particular creative kind of abstraction that whites tend to excel in, that disappears.
That disappears. That disappears.
Every nation that was 100% white had their demographics all changed overnight. Importing the third world into your nation. Together everywhere, forcing miscegenation. Men that resist and go against the grain. Angry one another, white child slain. From a blanket that arrived from a far off place. Was released in a week, then they closed the case. Instead of a law trying to curb the chaos, when a Saharan F to the life loss. They'll arrest you for a comment that you made online, and jail you for holding up a protest sign. Why let any nation turn against its own, unless it is no longer your home? Destroying your history without leaving a trace, while casually replacing your entire race. You have to 14 just to 88, if you really care at all about saving your race. Every white man has to fight to survive against this colorsy white genocide. White genocide. Migrants by the masses that arrive here in boats are all being brought here by Jewish NGOs. It's only white nations that is being thrusted upon. If this keeps up soon, the white man will be gone. This proof is crushing down on your head. Specifically, wise, the white man can be dead. Cost of living is up and birth rates are down. Neighborhood has changed, there are no whites around. Jews that bring on this treachery, attacking you with biological weaponry, that breed without thoughts or anything, until they take over everything. They rape white women every half an hour, like a plague. Their only purpose is to devour. Can't stay to assume that we're on our own to defend our race at home.
And their message is basically the following. It goes, we're playing identity politics. I want to see more people of color in positions of power. I want to see more women in positions of power. So in other words, everyone except white men.
You have to 14 just to 88. If you really care at all about saving your race. Every white man has to fight to survive against this colorsy white genocide. White genocide. White genocide. Jews have been kicked out of nations. It's because of their subversive operations. Disdain for the filth is completely justified. They are actively engaging in white genocide. Pushing multicultural on every nation but their own. Others reflecting their ethnic state back home. Let me make this clear, Jews aren't white. Their entire race is a disgusting blight. You are lacking when you mention white replacement by a neckbeard living in his parents' basement. Oh, guts of the culture is self-respect. Apathetic public shit and the brain is wrecked. Material focus has eradicated the mind. We're lower caught up with the sun to lead the blind. Abandoning geneticists to please the machine. Waiting for the script for the TV screen. You have to 14 just to 88. If you really care at all about saving your race. Every white man has to fight to survive against this colorsy white genocide. White genocide. White genocide.
Our future depends on you.